Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Oh, hello. Hello. You know, we love to do it in the mouth. Oh, sorry.
What
already,
are you talking
like
about?
5 seconds in. Where do we have to go now?
I don't know.
Really, we have left us nowhere to go.
Sorry, this is the fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous.
But you
Scott
can't.
Punctual Toby Sullivan.
Is this going to take long? You can't say that. You can't. People text me saying, or they Twitter me, they'll listen to the Puffcast, and they're listening to it inevitably on the train or
in a
public place. And you can't say do it in the mouth when someone's on the train.
Have you not heard the rest of the show?
No, I pay very little attention. About now, I pop a Mogadon.
Right.
And it's just a black spot.
And I wake
up at home with like a sandwich in my ear.
Well, basically how it runs is we start, we do it in the mouth, and then end, we do it up the bum. That's our journey.
That's our apex.
That's from A to Z.
Am I any good at it?
You're awesome.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, let me put it to you this way. You're not Wes.
Wes.
We love him.
It's not his fault.
He's just become the whipping boy. Anyway,
he was born with that.
Do you know what? I'm only going to have half a Mogadon today.
Okay.
All right. This will be an interesting experiment.
No, I'm going to have one.
All right.
Take a whole one.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. Puffcast.
Well, it's time to talk to Reese Nicholson. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Our Gen Y spy. Now, Reese, we've got you on in our segment, which is fairly new. We've only been doing it a couple of weeks. It's called Dear Talking Puffy, where people send us emails, letters, carrier pigeons, or write it in shit on the wall. Scott's been deciphering all the writing in shit on the wall at the sauna.
Yes. It's been very difficult. I've had to take my phone in there as a light. It's awful.
The telegram would just say stop.
Yeah. that is it. Now, so we've got a letter, Reese, and it's specifically about you, but not about you on this show.
Oh.
Look, we should set up a bit of a background. For those that haven't seen it, Reese is currently part of the team on Balls of Steel Australia.
Sure, we'll call it a team. All right.
Where, you know, various people go out and perform hilarious pranks.
Like an NRL
camera
team.
Pranks.
Yeah.
And your character is, you know, just come out. Is that, what's his...
Fisty McFist Fist.
Fisty McFist Fist.
Because he brings it up a lot. Yeah, I'm just come out.
So and like everyone who's just come out, a little bit obsessed with sex and thinks everything's euphemism.
Yeah.
And everyone who's talking to him wants to have sex.
Yeah. In one of the episodes, there was these two student guys and I asked them whether they wanted to fuck me from both ends until they ripped me apart and meet in the middle.
And how did that go down, Reese?
They went down quite well.
Oh my God, ABC3 has come on, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Prank Patrol, it's much different than I remember.
Jeez.
I don't remember Ashton Kutcher doing that
Look, I think it's a funny show. It's on the Comedy Channel, which is a very blokey station. It's, you know, it's aimed at, you know, straight men 18 to 19.
Yeah.
It's aimed at straight men 18 to Dave.
Yeah. It's you know, it's the kind of things you see on that channel are basically over-the-top comedy. And so in the
it's
gay sector...
It's to get some subtlety, like Balls of Steel on there. You know,
yeah.
But there's been, you know, there's been some talk in the gay press that, you know, it's not a good role model. I get the same thing myself every time I'm camping it up on, you know, shits and sticks.
Yeah.
And so we have a lovely gentleman by the name of Jussik who's in on the Gold Coast who says, Dear Talking Puffy, I need to know what the fuck is up with those goddamn killjoy homos that suck all the joy in being a cock connoisseur. I mean, the absolute shit that Reese Nicholson got for his gay code skit, it was a goddamn comedy skit, yet they said it was a bad reputation of the gay community, that it plays into homophobes' beliefs that we're sexual pervs. that try to rape straight guys, that it set the gay course back 100 years, or my favourite bit of stupidity, that it's okay for those sort of jokes in front of a gay audience, but not in front of the breeders.
Not in front of the children.
Like they're pushing for a segregation of the Mo's. What the fucking hell? It was just a comedy skit. Anyway, anyone up for a choc top or a beef on white bread?
And I do want to thank Jussik for his letter, clearly written whilst drunk.
Yes.
Or perhaps in year three. Yep.
I think in between cruising manhunt.
Yeah. I think so.
He has Grindr in his left hand.
Yeah. I'll see you online, Jussik.
How are you feeling with all this, Reese? With this, you know, the gays being hideous to you, while the straights think you're the funniest man who ever lived?
Well, this is the weird thing, because this is my first TV, right? A couple of people like saw me from Balls of Steel, but it's always a particular demographic of people. Like it's always bogan men or lesbians. I've had a lot of lesbians.
Right. They don't leave the house much. They've all got cable.
Twice now I've been on Oxford Street and a group of lesbians have come up to me and go, "Oh my God, that guy from Balls of Steel." Lower voices and that. Oh my God, is that fucking
cool? I love that both lesbians and rank bogans all seem to be wearing Ed Hardy t-shirts.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have stores anymore. They need to stock up.
Yeah.
But then the other night when I was walking away from one of them just went, "I don't think it's even him." So just some random guy, just while you yelled "just come out" at him, just wandered up and got a photo with you and just didn't think anything of it. Like just wandered away.
But
it was a bit weird. The whole people getting angry about it, I thought it was kind of funny. I did have one drunk and I wrote this massive paragraph on one of the YouTube things where I was really drunk and pissed off about it.
Yeah.
I was just like, "You guys are all cunts."
I love how articulate you can get sometimes.
Yeah, Race. Yeah, I'm good with my words. I probably spelt it with a K. I don't know. Like the one person was there, was their whole angle was like, "This isn't equality." It's like, well, if we want equality, shouldn't we have to laugh at ourselves? You fucked hard. Like,
yeah.
But I do find that weird. It's kind of like, you know, because we're a minority, we have to behave like we're all, you know, college educated. We're all, you know, very intellectual. We only ever talk about serious things. Can't we just be stupid and puerile?
Yeah.
And it's not a fucking HBO show.
there's that great John Cleese quip that no one has the right to not be offended.
Yeah.
You know, that you've got to get in line and queue up with the rest of it.
Yeah.
That said, I dissent.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it is a bit unhelpful.
Oh.
I think it is a bit discriminatory.
Fuck you, Toby.
A bit discriminatory. This is what I think. I think that if you inverted it, right, if they had done, because it is a pernicious stereotype that gays are a predatory rapist, right?
I didn't even know they were filming me.
if you did a sketch where a Jew was shortchanging people at the shops, that would not be okay.
But if a Jew was...
If a Jew was making fun of that stereotype.
If it was a Jew doing that.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know if you've ever seen Woody Allen before.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a legitimate get out of jail, you know, because Reese isn't writing the skit and Reese isn't directing it, you know, and it's like Reese is...
I made him up. I made all the fisting jokes.
Pop that on your CV. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
But what, like, that's just one aspect of being gay, though. Like, it's not, you know, he's not cracking onto people while singing a show tune and wearing drag and
fisting himself with a sequin glove.
Yeah, it's one tiny part of, you know. And the other thing you can say is, like, this is my view, it's one person. It's like, and if you know, we don't want to have a homogenous homosexual society.
Oh no, I don't think that Reese has to be a role model. I think that the joke.
Oh, thank God for that, Reese. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh my God, can you imagine the world?
You sound like everyone I've ever met ever.
I think the central nub of the humour though comes from a position of homophobia that gays are all out there to fuck us. Or
I think though it's meant to be gay. They're all meant to be all the characters on Balls of Steel are meant to be stereotypical characters, right? Like if we were going to have another kind of gay stereotype, what would be the most boring sketch ever. Like, it would just be me looking through, like, a Bed Bath & Beyond. In order for it to be funny, it needed to be that angle, I think.
Yes.
It needed to be extreme gay.
You need to take it to an extreme.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other thing, too, is that in terms of comedy, I don't think it comes from a position of truth. Do you know what I mean? Comedy's about
Toby,
the true thing.
I'm right here.
But Balls of Steel, you know, we're talking about the same show where a woman just walks into places and takes her clothes off.
Yeah, and I think that's fucked, which too. Is,
yeah. Adam.
Which is also not true.
I'm right here.
But, yeah, like, in context, it's no different than anything else on that show. So what you're saying, Toby, is that show's not for you.
It's not for me. Sorry, I've got to go back and watch my tapes of Q&A.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do find it...
All right, Catherine Devaney.
Just like Catherine Devaney's no one listening to me either.
I do have to...
You should have done Hungry Beast once. Come on.
Yeah. I do have to say, though, I find it somewhat ironic that you're critical of Reese's character in this show for being not representative of the and being a stereotype and basically unhelpful. And then we do this podcast! For fuck's sake!
I am eating a donut on a treadmill.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's eating out a donut on a treadmill.
Right, yes.
I just think
if
they picked another minority and made a joke about that minority, it would not be okay.
Have you not...
Have
you not seen the very foreign correspondent?
Yeah.
Is this Nazim's thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, put it on the list. I hate it as well.
I think you hate the show.
I do. It's
getting to be a very big list.
Yeah.
Maybe my problem's with the show in general,
I think your problem is with the show in general.
Yeah.
Which is endemic of the channel. And it's that, you know what I think? I think, A, very brave of Reese to basically put himself into a potential to be bashed situation.
Yeah. Oh, my God, my toes curl. I can't believe he does
with
it.
Alarming regularity, which is a really brave thing to do, Reese, especially when once you finish doing that job, you have to go to a gay club where there are people there who want to bash you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Having done the first job.
Getting it from all angles.
So
like
can
a
I
Bukkake of hate?
A Bukkake of hate.
Can I ask what's been the reaction from kind of the network and from the producers about the
it's been fine.
All of
like
this?
Because I think I get confused because we had so much fun making it. And then I think there's a lot of difference about what we as like the as the team, like, putting it together on the day and what then the editors at the Comedy Channel think are funny as well. Like, the kind of the stuff that came out aren't necessarily what I think are the best bits.
Right.
But, I don't have control over that, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of fun making it, so I think it doesn't really worry me. Because I think comedy is all about kind of intent. And so I wasn't out there going, I'm going to be homophobic. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they seem fine with it. I don't know if there's going to be a second season or not. Depends whether I get, you know,
depends
my
whether homophobes get cable or not.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they do.
Yeah, they do. It's funny, though, because a lot of the executives at Foxtel are apparently gay. They call it Fagtel, apparently.
Well,
it's because they've been promoted from the call centres.
Yes. Yeah.
And now they're in programming.
If you buy enough upgrades on Foxtel, they will just make you one of the people that work there.
Yeah.
I've got all the channels and I own all the shares.
Oh, dear me. Reese Nicholson, our Gen Y spy, star of Balls of Steel Australia. Big air kisses, darling.
Thanks, Reese.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Podcast.
Well, we are talking to Thomas Jaspers. How are you, darling?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Now, we are led to believe that we are talking to the gayest child who ever lived.
You know what? When Toby said to me, all right, we're going to do this thing. We're going to do this thing about how you're the gayest child in the world. I was like, oh, okay, sounds good. And then I listened to a few of your podcasts.
Uh-oh.
I thought I better
always
sort of
dangerous.
Work out what they're about.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's
fisting
a bad
in saunas, guys. Fisted, yes. Thorny, yes. Fisted in a sauna. I've got, you know.
You did that when you were a child?
Oh, my God.
That is one hell of a Steiner kindergarten.
Oh, God. I'm being compared to Adam Richards, and I'm still the gayest man in the world.
That is out of control.
I was a pretty gay kid, so you're going to have to really ramp up the bar. Oh. Yeah, matron.
Yes, our research indicates that that you were the gay, like there is some kind of objective award.
I think it's I think it's on Wikipedia.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Mum probably put it on there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Did she groom you?
You know what? She so didn't. She like, bless her cotton socks. She supported me as much as she can, but she had no idea. Like, when she had three boys, she thought, a score, I don't, because she was never really a girly girl.
Right.
And then when I asked if I could go to ballet classes, she was like, oh, fuck.
See, I never asked to go to ballet, so you're already beating me there. I did ask if I could go to jazz ballet.
Yeah. Oh, it's neck and neck at the moment.
I wanted to do tap and jazz at the age of six.
Oh, my God, you're just like Santana.
Oh, my God.
So were you light on your feet? Were you a natural dancer?
Look, I was a bit of a chunky kid, but I was the only boy in the school. So they didn't really have much of it. You know, there's only one boy in the class. Oh, you've got to put him in the middle.
So Billy Elliot. Oh,
so Billy Elliot. Funny, though, like, because, like, one year, I think I was about 8 years old, the dancing teacher, Miss Mathis, rest her soul, she...
Used to have some friends.
She decided it'd be a good idea to put me in the tap dance for the Christmas concert.
Oh.
And Mum didn't want to buy some tap shoes just for like a one-off dance, and there was no other boys in the school. Right. So I had to go on and do, I had to borrow some tap shoes off one of the girls in the school and do Broadway Baby in high-heeled tap shoes at the age of eight. And because Mum used to cut my hair, so I looked like Liza Minnelli, stage makeup, doing Broadway Babies at 8 years old.
Hang on. Your mum would cut your hair and then force you into girls' shoes. This is like Grey Gardens.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And so was there any actual surprise when you said, Mum, I'm a homo?
No, she said, oh, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Oh, good, my intuition's not that bad.
Yeah, and then she got on the phone to her friend and said, it worked, you owe me $20.
I told you I could turn one of them.
But you had quite a juvenile theatrical career.
I did, yeah, I did. I liked dressing up a lot. Mm-hmm. The cross-dressing thing, I think, I don't know, I think it's a deep-seated thing. I had, a couple of years later, I had my 10th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I decided to have a celebrity party.
Yeah,
like and so of course, like all the boys came as like Indiana Jones and all that sort of thing. Right. And I decided I wanted to go as Fräulein Maria. So Mum whipped out the
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. Mum whipped out. Honestly, but like,
which
it was
outfit?
Indiana, all the boys Indiana Jones. That Brady Bunch movie just come out, so all the girls came as Cindy Brady.
Right.
And I.
And you're there in your wimple.
Yeah. So Mum whips out the Janome and whips me up a little habit.
So you went as Nun Maria.
Full on nun. The first outfit she's in, you know.
Oh, I was picturing I have confidence
in Sunday. Yeah, that's what I've got with the big hat and the bag.
It does look a bit like that. So Grandma lends me her rosary beads and Mum...
Oh, my God! You went as a nun!
I know. But actually, I just sent you an email a little while ago of a photo. Of it. It's hilarious. It's really... And then when I looked at... Because
we'll put it on the website.
About this story.
Sorry?
I was thinking about this story, and I was like, I'm sure there's a picture of that somewhere. So I found this picture last night. And in the background, you can see this really pissed off guy. And I remembered I had this friend whose name was Tom. He didn't like me very much, but our mums were friends, so she made him hang out with me.
Yeah. Aww.
And when she found out that I was going to be dressed up as a girl and I probably wasn't going to be very popular, she made her son come to my party dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, my God.
A great photo of us all doing all these Indiana Joneses and Fräulein Maria doing an egg and spoon race.
And I'm imagining a particularly ecstatic Fräulein Maria as well. You would have been wrecked.
Yeah, because it was my time to shine. Yeah. Like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? If a couple of things occur to me. One, if only you'd invited Prince Harry, he could have come as a Nazi.
Prince Harry.
Two, the idea of you going to a costume party as a nun is ironic on so many different levels.
Especially that age. Yeah.
And three, this poor... you know, vindictive stage mother sending along her son dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire, just saying to your mother, why can't you be like Helen's boy, Tom?
Yes.
He cross-dresses all the time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think your mum made you a homosexual. His mum made him a gay basher.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Actually, it's funny you say that. He's in court proceedings at the moment.
Oh, really?
So I've heard.
Yeah, so, oh, my God, I got bashed by Mrs. Doubtfire last night. Oh, God.
So far the score is one, Broadway Baby.
Yeah.
Two, Sister Maria.
No, well, I reckon that needs 2 points. So I think that, I think he's got 3 points now.
Yeah, I think that the rosary beads give me an extra point.
Yeah.
Grandma has this picture, like, she's got it blown up, a picture of me as a kid dressed as Fräulein Maria with her rosary beads up in the living room. She has, like, her little friends over from church. That now, I see that that little nun there, that's my little grandson. Isn't he
Oh, bless him.
But do you know, there's a certain breed of old lady who would see that and just go, oh, well, he's made his choices, but at least he's got a vocation.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think I get it off that. I think it skips a generation.
All right.
My mum is not, you know, the campus lady around, like...
Oh, is this like the ghost whisperer? Because her mum didn't have powers either, but her nan did.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. But grandma, she is campus Christmas. I had my 18th birthday party. I often have like a theme. I had a 1940s swinging wartime party.
Right.
So grandma went and got her belly button pierced and came as Carmen Miranda.
Oh my God. Oh, that's great. So you get another point for that, for your grandma. Oh,
brilliant. Yeah. She's brilliant. Like, doing well.
What's her name?
I am a bit manly, though. Like,
I can't wait to hear this.
When I was about 16, I needed a bit of cash. And
here we go.
Okay, where's this going?
This story may be illegal in some states. Yeah. So.
No. Dad set me up with his brother, who's a bricklayer, as a brickie's labourer.
And let me guess, you turned up on day one dressed as Fräulein Maria.
But I did, like, I cried. I did it for 3 days. It was supposed to be a summer holidays job, but I lasted 3 days. I came home, lay in the bath, fingers bleeding.
Oh, and those nails.
I imagine it's sort of like Rhonda Birchmore's husband after they have sex. In the bath, scrubbing myself, crying. Oh. And Dad just keeps saying to me, it's going to make you a better man. It's going to make you a better man. And yeah. But I couldn't tell him, like, the only reason I lasted 3 days is because I was checking out all the tradies, and I was like, well, maybe. One more.
Oh my god.
Well, I think you officially win, Tom. You were the gayest child.
I don't know if that's
world.
Really. I'm going to. Yeah, do I?
Yeah, I'm wondering what kind of trophy you get.
Well,
yeah.
I can give you my Spider-Man suit.
Oh, there you go.
Do you think you're gayer than Tom Jasper? Send us an email at podcast@talkingpuffy.com.au. I don't think you will because you probably don't exist.
Yeah. But yeah, it would be good to hear other people's childhood gayness experiences.
Well, can we catch up with you again, gayest person who ever lived?
Sounds fantastic.
Yes.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much, darling. Big air kisses.
Mwah. Adam, do we have to do this bit again?
Oh, but yes, we do.
Do we? We're kind of financially obligated, aren't we?
Yes, it's strident but necessary.
Oh, God.
It's time for our opinion corner. Please welcome, with the Grunty Report, Grunty McFuckring.
You know, boys, if I can call you that, which I can, I'm the major sponsor of this huge mistake. I fucking own you two ass-licking sea monkeys. I can call you Heckle and Jekyll if I want to. Lauren and Hardy, Cagney and Lacey, Turner and Hooch, Shit and Smear. But boys, sitting in this studio with you for the last couple of miserable Balkan rape camp grade weeks that I have... sharing my thoughts with you, listening to my words echo around the cavernous voids of your overstretched colons as if a lonely spelunker had lost their way somewhere just after they passed the withered nub of abused tissue you cum sluts have the temerity to insist is a prostate gland and was faintly repeating my sentences to themselves as a source of solace and inspiration while they wait forlornly and ultimately hopelessly for rescue. Boys, as I have visited with you, despite my initial misgivings about sharing one more half breath of the oxygen with spring-loaded shitwads like yourselves,
During my time here, I admit, I have often entertained angle grinding your disgusting, pugnacious faces off for sport. However, I have equally considered that we have formed some kind of bond. Boys, that is important to me.
Oh, bless.
Gosh.
Now, you faggots listening to this shit, put Glee on pause for a second, stuff your dick back in your pants and listen to me. Why, you fag still watches that fucking show anyway is beyond me. It's not for the eye candy, that's sure. Sam looks like someone turned Angelina Jolie inside out, and fucking Kurt looks like a cross between a lesbian and the marshmallow monster from the end of Ghostbusters. You have to respect poofs older than you. Pillow biters like you and me tend not to have kids, so in our fucking dotage, we can't rely on decades of emotional blackmail to force the nuclear family to take care of us. Some of us have to rely on developing healthy, nurturing, platonic networks of supportive peers. That's why I've left strict instructions with Pedro to cryogenically freeze me in the cool room at the bar the instant I start to display any sign of physical degradation. Or mental degradation, for that matter. I've told Pedro, mind you, he's seldom fucking facing in my direction when we have time together, if you know what I fucking mean. The instant I start doing any of that crazy senile shit, you know, dropping beer to less than $8 a pot or stopping charging corkage for glasses when some cunt orders a jug, bang! Couple of rowies and pop me up in the cool room next to the tequila kegs until such time as medical science can properly revive me or every other cunt on earth has died off and I can have the fucking joint to myself. Look, what I'm saying is, if some show tune singing, slack wearing old fossil who remembers masturbating to John Paul Young comes on the scene, give the fucking Stegosaurus a break and fucking say hello. They might need a friend or a hand getting in the sauna at Wet or some bullshit. Don't be a cunt, that's all I'm saying, because that's my job!
Thank you, Grunty.
Thanks, Grunty.
Fuck off.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages? Poofcast.
All right, it's time for would ya?
Would ya?
Of course you would.
Well, yeah, always. Yeah. You always
but
would.
But would you tell people?
Would you tell people that? In what circumstances would you?
Now, this one is topical at the moment.
Yes, Ooh. Yes.
Dangerous.
Yes, you know, Australian comedy icon now.
Mm.
A man of many faces, all of them his, dressed as a lady often.
Yeah.
Chris Lilley. Angry Boys, Summer Highs High, Jermaine. Yep.
Would you, Scott? You've got as we've noted, you've got a big talent bone.
Yeah, you love it.
You fight people for talent, and he's talented. You can't deny
that.
Yeah,
it's true. But in this case, because I'm saying no, in this, I know it's rare. I'm saying no.
A, you're saying no, and B, you're saying no to a person.
I know.
Who's alive?
Who's alive? Has a
yes,
penis.
That's true.
What?
But there is always the talent bone that someone's really good. And he is very good. He's very good at what he does. But on the other side of the scale is a total sexual vacuum. I find him
the real
sexual.
Chris.
Yeah. Him on screen and I just find him a sexual vacuum. There, he is not a sexual being in any sense of the word. Whereas other people we've talked about, you know, there's kind of a flirtation.
There's an energy about them.
I would say no, because I just seeing him on screen and everything like that, while he's fantastic and hilarious and brilliant writer and performer, just completely sexless. There's nothing that you could kind of grip onto and go, yeah, that's what would happen in the sack.
It's true. Just even in interviews and stuff, like you don't really get much of a sense of him as a person.
No.
Like, he might just be one of those comedians that only comes alive in the character.
I think he's a bit Peter Sellers. You know.
Or Dick Emery.
Oh, you are awful.
No.
But I like you.
Yes, I'm saying no to Chris Lilley.
I would say no for the same reason.
Right.
I just don't have a fix on him.
No, there's no spark kind of going on. Yeah. No sexual spark.
Like, I might Jermaine. Am I?
Yeah, right. Oh, Mr. G.
Mr. G, probably.
Yeah. Oh, no, that'd be like having sex with Wes.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. That's never happened.
As if.
But him himself, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree. Only because I feel like there's dead people in his freezer. There's something about Chris. Like, right. I go, you're an amazing, a genius person. Why do you have so much trouble with being just a normal person?
Yeah.
Because he's not partnered or anything, is he? Never shows up at events.
I don't even know. Like, I don't know.
He's just a blank slate.
Like, I've tried to have conversations with him when we've been at parties and things together, and he has a look on his face like, you're hurting me with your words.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's, I just go, how... What is he doing when he's observing these people that he creates? Like, what?
He's just taking it all in. There's nothing coming out. It just drinks it in.
I've never even heard stories about him.
No.
You know, there are people and you hear stories. Oh, that guy, he's a dick, or that guy works really hard, or, you know, even remote people. And we've all worked with people who have worked with him.
Yes.
So if there were stories, like if he was an asshole on set or a coke fiend.
Madonna.
Or lovely.
But there's,
there's nothing.
We've heard nothing. Either up or down.
Yeah.
So not only would not, I don't think anyone has.
No, right. No. Maybe he's a robot or something.
Maybe he's a Ken doll.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh. All right.
Well, I think that's the first time that all three of us have said no.
Three strikes. X Factor.
I just got to...
You're not going through, Chris. Sorry.
You don't get to root Danny Minogue.
No.
Hamish Blake, you're going to Sydney!
Yay!
What this is all really about is teenage girls feeling like they have no power.
Right, and it makes sense, too. I mean, look at their role models. You know, you've got Britney Spears and her shaved head. Lindsay Lohan looks like something out of Lord of the Rings.
All right, it's time for our increasingly bizarre new segment.
I don't know how many more of these I can take.
Yeah.
This is taking its toll.
Whose idea was this, honestly?
This is a segment called Where's where we said we're Snelling somewhere that even he doesn't actually know where he is. And we try to get him to tell us where he is without telling us where he is.
We have to guess. This is a panel game. It's like Spicks and Specks.
It is
and
a bit like Spicks and Specks.
And traditionally...
But entertaining.
Yeah. But traditionally, so far, when he tells us where he is, we still remain unconvinced.
Yeah.
We tell him, no, that's wrong. That's not where you are.
We think he's calling from the sauna at all the time.
Every time, yeah.
All right. Where's, hello?
G'day.
Oh, g'day.
Oh, you're in Crocodile Dundee.
You're at Barramundi Point. Strike me pink.
I am in the place where Crocodile Dundee ended up.
What? Oh, my God, the $2 bin.
The Supreme Court on tax charges.
Are you at the Australian Tax Office?
So does that mean you're somewhere in Manhattan?
Totes Bay.
Oh, Manhattan. I love cities.
East side or west side? I don't know much about Manhattan, but I've got two sides.
Once again, geography. But I think west...
Okay.
He thinks west. Are you in Queens?
Are you?
Not right now, but if you ask too many minutes later.
There's lots of really, really attractive men throwing themselves at each other quite aggressively.
Right.
Oh, are you at some gay bar? Are you at a gay bar?
You got a gay bar in New York?
Technically, yes.
Technically.
Right. Okay. Well, take your pick, really.
Is it daytime or nighttime?
It's nighttime.
Right. Are people groping each other?
Yes.
Are you at the cock?
You're at the cock.
No.
Oh.
No.
Right, okay.
Oh. Well, hang on, because remember last time he turned out to be somewhere not now?
Yes. Are you there now or are you in the past?
That's so deep. Or are you...
I know there's a time difference between here and New York, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah.
Look, it's in the past.
Okay,
right.
So
you're in New York in the past, and there are men throwing each other. Are you at Studio 54? Oh my God! Tights, love it. Is it mirrorball?
Noni Hazelhurst, I am not.
I was going to say
it's nighttime. They're throwing themselves. Is there music playing?
Yes. But there was, but they've kind of stopped that now.
Oh, someone's taken Donna Summer off.
So there's no music. Okay. Hang on.
Stop the music.
Is there a bit of a kerfuffle? Is there a bit of a fight going on?
Yeah, Sean Penn's here.
Are you on the street outside? I think I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Are you on the street outside a particular venue?
Yes, wait a minute. Oh, my God. No, don't stop it.
You're at the Stonewall.
I'm
my God, guys, I've got to go, I've got to go, I've got to go. They're putting me in the back of the doobie bag.
Oh, my God.
You're at the Stonewall, Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, is everyone upset about Judy Garland dying?
Oh. Everyone is so sad.
I know.
Everyone's so sad, I can't even finish this pineapple.
Yeah, where was our pineapple?
Pineapple.
There were no food references, but that's what threw us.
We had no idea where you were because there was no fruit.
Oh, Wes, how exciting for you.
Oh, my God. Well, look, throw a stiletto for us.
Yeah.
Please. Thank you very much, Wes. Well, that was the podcast. Wake Toby up. Is he mugging?
Toby. Toby.
What? I'm awake.
Yeah.
I'm listening. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, good.
We'll be back next week with more wacky Poofcast antics. Filth. We may send Wes somewhere else, or we may never do that again.
We'll see how it goes.
What year is
it? Where Wes is or where this show is?
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, God. All right, I'll go sticky.
We should do Where's Toby.
Yeah.
Have you got my pants?
I'm going to go and flush his head in the toilet.
Did you take your pants off again, Todd McKinney?
Oh, quick, check the pockets. I'm going out tonight.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.